Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the TLDR for the Multifamily by the Slice episode. We recorded with Marco Barrio. And, you know, fun show. We talked about note investing and the seller financing of it. And, I mean, a lot of nuggets to go through. So, Chi, walk us through it.
All right. Well, he started off talking about John Schaub, which if you're a single family rental landlord investor, most people know about him, building wealth one house at a time. I really liked that he brought in that, you know, John keeps it simple and how he went straight into how he's carved out a niche that works for himself. And he likes flying under the radar and having a simplified life, and he doesn't want to be a big guy. I can really relate with that. I think it's fun, and sometimes it's fun and sexy to get into the bigger space of everything, which I'm sure I'll probably want to do someday as well. But I like that he's building a very good baseline for himself and doing the lifestyle business. And then he went into talking about how he reinvented himself. He has a background in Hollywood, really, producing and kind of learning like profit and income and profit and loss statements, and realizing from there that he wanted to get into some numbers in his next life. So then he got into seller financing notes after he did second position non-performing notes with Gerald Lemoyne and Ella San Jose, some other guys in the note investing space. Yeah, we got into some pretty good topics. Like we've mentioned, he is such a teacher type. He does such a good job with kind of breaking things down and learning things through one step at a time. And I really liked some of the stats that he threw in there as well. He talked about how there was a 7% increase in seller finance notes in 2021 and $123 billion on seller finance notes from 2016 to 2021, I believe it was, and how 84% of the sellers in 2021 were one-off sellers. So, and there was an average down payment of about 23% on those seller finance loans. And so I guess the takeaway there is that the seller finance space is quite large. And even though that's his main focus and his only focus, there's a huge ocean out there for anybody who wants to get into this business. How about you? What did you think about the episode?
I mean, I agree with you. And those numbers that you just highlighted really stuck out to me, because prior to this conversation, I thought seller financing was just this nascent, you know, part of real estate on the side, where in reality, we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars in seller financing. So that was quite astonishing to me. You know, as a multifamily and real estate investor, I can't help but glean, you know, the similarities between the two styles of investing. And there were two that really stuck out to me. And one was, you know, a story that he told about, you know, spending over an hour on the phone with someone he ended up doing a deal with, and also talking about, you know, the fact that a lot of the people he deals with are widows or, you know, elderly people that, you know, end up speaking to him for a very, very long time, and he enjoys doing it. And, you know, one thing that I've learned from a lot of real estate investors that are quite successful is that you have to, you know, be interested in the people. The people in the industry, you know, whether you're networking with a potential partner, working with industry professionals like contractors or agents or property managers, the people really matter in the industry, because it's such a hand-to-hand business that you have to be genuinely interested in the people. And it looks like on the note investing side, that also holds true. So that was one piece. And the other was a piece of knowledge he got from one of his mentors when he was just getting started, and he thought he was doing pretty well because he was transacting a lot of notes and wholesaling them. His mentor told him that those wholesale fees you're getting, those are tips. The real money is in keeping some of those deals in your portfolio. And again, as a real estate investor, I tend to agree in that, you know, your wholesale here, your flip there, those are fantastic, great ways to raise capital to ultimately buy and hold property and get that, you know, passive income, that cash flow that we all want so badly in this industry. So again, the similarities between the industries are very interesting, and I enjoyed discussing them. And so to close out that round and go to the next round, the legacy round, you know, he talked about his investment style and the fact that he wasn't really looking for, you know, those home run 10x knockout deals. in note investing. He's looking for singles and doubles. If they end up being something much larger than he expected, that's all well and good, but the strategy that he adheres to is to look and seek out those singles and doubles and slowly build your portfolio. And I think that's a pretty cool way of looking at things. And then we moved on to the Giordano round, where, you know, on the first question where we asked, you know, what would be the last words that you say if you're on the highest mountain in the world, he said, "I help people." Simple as that. And I think a lot of us out here, why we're doing this podcast, why people write books or you know, create content, it's to help people. So that was pretty profound. The next question in that round is, if there was one slice of wisdom you wish you knew when you got started or advice you'd pass on, and he said, don't stress the outcomes. That is really, really profound, because, you know, if you create expectations that are so high and you don't necessarily have the ability to control everything that goes into what creates that outcome, then you are setting yourself up for, you know, possibly failure, at least in your own eyes, and, you know, ultimately the feeling of not reaching your goals. But if you just focus on your process and you hone that, then, you know, you have a better chance of sustaining that process and doing very well. So that was really cool. His vocab, funny enough, from a note investor, was equity. To understand what equity is when you're seeking out those notes that you're investing in. So that was an interesting answer for the third question. The fourth question, education is critical in this business. You know, who would you reach out to? He mentioned a book, Invest in Debt by Jimmy Napier. He said that it may not be in circulation, but it's worth seeking out, because there's so many pieces of knowledge that people that are interested in note investing could glean from that book. So that was his answer for the education piece. The fifth question, what is the most important skill to build to be successful in real estate investing? He said consistency. And I mean, I'll just leave it at that, because that is spot on. Number six, what is the very first action you would advise a brand new investor to take to start their journey in real estate? Learn the financial calculator. She agrees, as do I, because we both have it on our personal cell phones and use it, I'm sure, all the time.
Every day.
Every day, right?
Yep.
You must. And he also, you know, said if you want to reach out to him, you should email him, go to his website, or subscribe to his newsletter. And that'll be at newsletter.porchswingfunding.com. If you want to get, I believe it's a weekly newsletter, right?
Yes, every Sunday.
Every Sunday. So there you go. From Chi, from me, Ike Eke, Multifamily by Slice, TLDR. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.